Rooted is all about the people and the places that make us proud to call our community home. For Josh Carson, an 18-year-old Sea Cadet from North Bay, the cadets program has been more than uniforms and training. It's been a transformative experience that has shaped him into a leader, a team player, and a community contributor. When I joined at 12, I was very shy, to say the least, Carson reflects. I couldn't speak in front of a crowd or guide others. But now, after progressing through the program, I've built that confidence. I can stand in front of a group, teach a skill, and lead a team. That's something I never imagined being able to do before. LTN. Lori Hall is a zone training officer who supports 9 Sea Cadet units located within the areas between Muskoka and Sudbury. She appeared on a recent episode of To North Bay with Love with Lisa Boyvin, along with CPO2 Carson. Hall says Carson's story is emblematic of what the program is designed to do. That's one of the things that is amazing to see through our program. The growth of these young people who come into our program who are shy or lack confidence, and within a matter of a year or two, sometimes shorter, sometimes longer, they are leading their peers and really running this program, she says. Our goal is for cadets to run this program. They are responsible for their peers and for delivering the training, with adults there to support them. It's truly peer-to-peer leadership in action. The cadet program, which includes the Air, Army, and Sea branches, is built around hands-on learning. Carson says, "My cadet corps is here in North Bay and we have our own Zodiac boats which we use to go out on the water for training. Through the cadets I had the opportunity to get my boating license free of charge. I got mine when I was 12, so way before I got my driver's license. I also got my radio operator certification." Hall says, our Small Craft Operator Program, or SCOP, as we call it, through that program we look at that license as your learner's license. Before you can drive that boat without one of the adult instructors and take passengers, you need to get that license. You then have to go through a series of training and demonstrate competencies before you can do that on your own or go further out into the water. For Sea Cadets like Carson, one highlight is the annual trip to Sudbury to learn how to rig and sail boats. "We get to put all of our classroom skills and theory to the test," Carson explains. "It's a chance to actually do the things we've learned about in a real-world setting." Hall elaborates, 3 of us from North Bay coordinate with the Sudbury Sailing Center to deliver this training. It's an incredible experience, not just for our local cadets but for others across the region, including Timmins, Sault Ste. Marie, and Manitoulin Island. Events like this are a great way to bring cadet units together for shared learning and camaraderie. The sailing program is just one example of the opportunities available. Hall highlights others, like the biathlon and large-scale sports weekends, and Carson notes how these activities help build teamwork and resilience. "Every time we do an event like this, we're not just learning skills, we're building relationships," Carson says. "You become part of a team, and that sense of belonging stays with you." For Carson, the leadership skills he's gained extend beyond local training exercises. This past summer, he worked as a staff cadet at HMCS Ontario, a cadet training center in Kingston. "I was responsible for public affairs," Carson says. "I ran the social media pages for the training center, took action shots of cadets, and told their stories. I even sent those stories to newspapers to help promote their local corps and squadrons. It was amazing to be in a leadership position where I could highlight what others were achieving." The cadets program isn't just about personal growth, it's also about giving back. Carson has participated in numerous community events, from Remembrance Day ceremonies at Memorial Gardens to volunteering with the Royal Canadian Legion and Elks Lodge. "It's great to give back to my community," he says. "And it's a bonus that I can claim those volunteer hours for high school." Hall adds that the program also offers high school co-op credits, giving cadets another way to integrate their experiences into their education. "Many cadets take advantage of this," she says. "It's a way to make their time in the program even more valuable." North Bay's cadet program, which currently has 119 members, is experiencing a resurgence after the disruptions of the COVID-19 pandemic. the pandemic wreaked havoc on us, like it did on every program, Hall says. But we're seeing growth and people reconnecting with what we offer. It's exciting to see that growth. For Carson, who has been with the program since 2018, the impact has been life-changing. You also make lifelong friendships, he says. I'm still in contact with cadets who have since graduated and gone on to university or college. This program has shaped who I am, and I'm grateful for every moment. Hall echoes the sentiment, emphasizing the community the program creates. Our volunteers are often people who want to give back to their community, she says. Many have skills and experience in areas our cadets are learning about, and they're excited to share that knowledge. But the heart of the program will always be the cadets themselves. They drive the success of what we do. As Carson approaches the program's age limit of 19, he's already thinking about staying involved, whether as a civilian instructor or a staff officer. Being part of the cadets program has given me so much, he says. It's helped me grow, build confidence, and create lasting connections. I want to help others have the same experience. For Hall, Carson's story is a testament to what makes cadets so special. It's amazing to see the growth in these young people, she says. They come in as young cadets, and they leave as leaders. The 204 North Bay Algonquin Regiment Army Cadet Corps parades every Tuesday night from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m., and approximately one weekend each month. The 547 Air Cadets meet on Mondays, while the 104 Sea Cadets meet on Wednesdays. Cadet activities take place at the Fort Chippewa Barracks and run from September through June each year. Although they hold their primary recruiting in September and January, new cadets are accepted throughout the cadet training year and there is no cost to join, only your time and commitment to participate. The program is funded by the Department of National Defense, which provides uniforms, a training facility, and support for training activities. Hall says despite this support, there is no expectation for cadets to join the Canadian Armed Forces once they graduate. One of the pillars of the program is familiarization with the Canadian Armed Forces, and cadets can engage with Canadian Armed Forces members and learn a little bit more about the work they do, but certainly, there's no expectation that they go on to join after doing the cadets program. The support committee also fundraises throughout the year to pay for additional activities such as corps dinners, field trips, entertainment events, and more. Cadets are required to participate in fundraising activities throughout the year, such as take-home fundraising initiatives and tag days. All you need to do to join is stop by and fill in a cadet application. You can also download the application to complete at home and bring it with you. You will also need to bring your birth certificate and health card with you to enroll in the program. Hall says, the cadets are organized in 1,000 communities across Canada. It is one of the oldest youth organizations in Canada, with origins dating back to 1879. If you have a story idea for Rooted, send Matt an email at m.sukram@outlook.com.